Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. For years, everyone has been saying, really since COVID, the office is going to come back around and we'll all go back to work in an office. And while I think that might be true at some point, I think that remote and hybrid work are here to stay. And micromanagement is not a strategy to get through this. So leaders, it's time to step up. It's time to start trusting your people and building trust and accountability within your teams. And if you don't have it right now, you have to look within. I know I said that during my last episode, and I guess I'm on a little bit of a journey within lately. So I'm taking you with me, whether you like it or not. This return to office thing is dumb. I'm just going to say it. I feel like everyone on LinkedIn is griping about it. Every company that has to go back, people are upset. People are quitting. I have team members who have spouses that have gone back to work. I have friends who have gone back to working in an office. And yes, there are some people that like it. There are some people that love the interaction. And there are a lot of people that are not enjoying the lack of freedom. People have discovered the flexibility of working from home. And the secret is that executives and higher-ups have always had this because they've always been trusted within organizations. You don't see them sitting in their offices 24/7 at work. But now everyone else has found out how great this is, and they want to keep it for good reason. People are saving money on childcare too. And yes, some of them are not doing it in a great way. Some of them are working while their small children are at home, and that's a problem for employers. It's definitely difficult to focus while you have small children in the house. Trust me, I have done it. And that is what employers are afraid of. But I also believe that most are doing it the right way. They are saving their commute time. They are able to have their kids in daycare for shorter periods of time, which is great for them, and it's great for their wallets, and it's great for their kids. And it's a lot easier to deal with emergencies and things that happen when you are at home and you're largely available. People have freedom when they work remotely. This is a huge one. We don't have to cram our entire lives into the hours between 5 and 10 after work and into 2 short days on the weekends. You can switch your laundry during the day. Although every time I try to do laundry on a weekday, I always forget about it until the end of the day. So it doesn't really work well for me. But hey, you can. You definitely can. You can eat lunch in your own kitchen instead of having to meal plan and pack ahead for the entire week. People are saving time, they're saving money going out to eat, and they're saving headspace most of all, which I think is super important. People are also treated like adults. This one is potentially the most important of all. There's no one hovering over you in your cubicle watching what you're doing. There's no one judging you when you take a break at work. Everyone deserves to be treated like an adult, and I maintain that it helps people actually get more work done, not less work like all of these RTO mandates believe. And people want to stay at jobs longer when they're treated like a whole adult that they are, not treated like freaking children that have to be babysat. Suddenly, all of this is getting ripped away because some office building somewhere is sitting empty. And I get that point too. As an employer, we signed a lease in October of 2019. We had gutted a building. Actually, we signed it well before that because we had gutted our entire space, the largest space we'd ever been in, built out the entire thing. It was freaking beautiful. And we moved in October of 2019. Well, guess what? That was right before March of 2020. And COVID hit, and we were like, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. And we never went back. We never went back because no one wanted to. And frankly, neither did I. People are going back to the office because some boss is suspicious, or because one person is using a mouse jiggler, which is wild. A, it's crazy that people are using those. B, it's crazy they exist at all. C, it's crazy that people are being watched so closely that it's even being discovered that they're being used. It's sad all around that that is even a thing. I think there are a lot of companies that pretend that they have super flexible policies, and in reality, they don't. They're like, yeah, you work anywhere, anytime, but it's not true. You're actually expected to be at your desk producing mostly during business hours. And what they say is like a 7-hour day is really 10, and the expectations are not clear. We at Excelity work mostly remotely, and we do have expectations around remote work, and I think that's fair. Then those employees that are within driving distance come into our co-working space once a month. We all get together, we see each other in person, and it's not the whole team, but it is the majority of the team. And then the space is open to people to get together, to work collaboratively, to brainstorm, to do, you know, whatever, to get out of the house and focus anytime for them. And a co-working space is a heck of a lot more pocketbook friendly, pocketbook, I don't know where I even came up with that word, than a big old office space. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Now, we tried out a lot of things to get to a place where we had policies that work. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about our policies and why they work for us. So we did try out a super flexible work from anywhere policy. And we do have some form of this right now, but I'll tell you a little story. So we had a team member that was traveling and working from anywhere for a long time on end. And it was like traveling, moving around, just doing a lot, right? And to be honest, because it was a really senior member of the team, it just didn't really work. And that's okay. It was a learning experience, and we needed to learn that it wouldn't work for us to know what kind of policy we could put in place for this. So we have team members that go out of town and they know they are going to be available for a half day here or a half day when they don't have plans. And so they take a half day of PTO and they know that they want to be on for these calls. Great. Have at it. Or like, for example, this week we have a team member that is out of town and she drove there one night, but the events didn't actually start until 2 days later. So she worked from out of town that day. Great. Good for her. As long as the work is happening, it doesn't really matter. But when it's like the constant travel and the work actually wasn't getting done was the maybe bigger problem. So our work from anywhere policy is actually a do so occasionally when it makes sense for you policy. And I think that's fine. And it works great for people. We allow people to flex in and out of business hours. We don't have a start time or an end time. I start around 7 or 7:30 every morning because that's what makes sense for me. And some people log in at 9 or 9:30 because they're more night owls and that was what makes sense for them. Everyone takes appointments during the day. It makes no sense that most businesses are open during work hours when everyone else is working, but companies don't let you take appointments during work hours. Like, what are you supposed to do with that? People go for walks on the team. I see a lot of people with walks on their calendars. Shit, I love napping. I nap all the time because it makes me a happier person and it makes me a better boss. And then people might log on at night. You don't have to take PTO to go for 2 hours to an appointment. Have half an hour to drive there, go for your hour appointment, half an hour to drive back, log on for a couple hours at night and get your stuff done or take the PTO. It really doesn't matter, again, as long as this stuff is getting done. But that doesn't mean that people are working like a second shift 2 to 10 p.m. because we do need to be around and collaborating together. And that's okay, as long as the expectation is clear. We are a team that does need to be available to meet with clients and to collaborate together. So we do need to have some overlap of times, and we do need to be available for meetings during business hours. So if you're that night owl and you have an 8 a.m. meeting once in a while, well, you're just going to have to do it. Same thing with like that 4:30 p.m. meeting. If you start at 7, it happens. We also do half day Fridays, and these have been, I think, a really great service to our team. Not everyone consistently takes advantage of them, but when you do, they're fantastic. And we try not to have meetings on Fridays as much as humanly possible. I think people really appreciate that because you need focus time. When you have meetings like splattered all over your calendar, it's hard to have those blocks of time to really get things done. And when you're in meetings all the time, you don't have time to do the things that come out of the meetings, right? In the summer especially, I feel like everyone gets squirrely. And so having that half day policy is great, because who's really working that hard afternoon on a Friday anyway? I know a lot of people that aren't, so might as well. This is maybe a little off topic, but while we're at it, unlimited PTO is also a crock. We had it for a while and it just didn't really make sense, especially since we encourage and are good with side hustles. Lots of our team members have side hustles, and that has always been a thing in the business. And when we had unlimited PTO, we had some people that were taking tons of PTO, but then they were using their PTO to go work their other job. And that didn't feel right. And there was no policy that said that they couldn't. So we had to change the policy. There is really a certain amount of PTO within every company that is appropriate and acceptable to take. So just give people that amount of PTO. And then if you have a side hustle and you want to use the amount of PTO that you've earned to go and work your other job, have at it. That is awesome. I praise you. I would like to use my PTO to just sit down somewhere. Well, that's not totally true. To go on an active vacation or do something else, but definitely not to work more, because it's your time and you can totally do what you please with it. Now, there have been plenty of bumps along the way. I mean, I gave you a number of them while we were just talking through all of this, but we have figured out what works in a lot of these areas, and our retention rate shows it. Our average retention rate is 4.6 years right now, which is double that of most marketing agencies. Marketing agency work can be a grind. It can be difficult. You can have a lot of work on your plate, which we try not to do with people, and it can be easy to burn out. So the average retention rate for marketing agencies is about 2 years. And I'm really proud of that, because a few years ago, we were definitely not in such a good position. So for leaders that are listening to this, I hope that you take a minute to think about your policies, and not just how they help you and the company, but how they help your people. Because truly, if you are helping your people first, your company is going to thrive. People can't really earn trust if you don't give them the opportunity to do so. I'm not sure that I totally subscribe to the idea that trust is earned. You really have to give it for people to be able to show you that they deserve it. When you don't give people the leeway and all of the freedoms that we talked about, they can't show you that they are able to handle that trust. I really think that people just want to put in an honest day's work, and then they want to go home, and they want to be with their people and their pets, and they want to live their own lives. They aren't out to screw you, and they aren't out to take advantage of you. People work to live, and it's not the other way around. Like, Europe has this right. This American culture where everyone is expected to live to work is just not it, and it's not sustainable. We as employers have to accept that, and we have to empower people to do the best work that they can while they're at work and bring themselves to work as a whole person. And I fully believe that working remotely, giving people freedom, and treating them like the real humans that they are is a big key to that. All right, if you have learned something today, please share this with just one person that needs to hear it. Share it on LinkedIn. I would love to hear your lessons and takeaways in a post, and tag me. If you tag me, I will definitely be commenting. Send it to me in the DMs. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you next time.